Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I have an update here for Guardians fans. It's a picture from Joe Noga that he took. They didn't send out Did they send out an email? Why didn't they send out an email?
I didn't get one. I'll look at my personal because I...
Send out an email.
I have the plan, the walk-in plan or whatever.
It's like the Kremlin over there. I swear to God. All right. Says this is from last night when they started the game at in the middle of the night. It was midnight baseball last night. After the weather delay. Said, fans, thank you for... This is up on the scoreboard. Joe Noga took this picture. Says, fans, thank you for your patience as we have navigated the forecasted inclement weather this evening. We apologize for the lengthy delay. To show our appreciation for fans of tonight's game, all ticket purchasers who are in attendance tonight will receive an email with details about a complimentary ticket offer tomorrow. Maybe they'll send the email today.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get the information out at
all
some
right,
point.
There you go. So you're going to send that out.
Now, they're not saying anybody who is actually seeing that message at midnight when the game was ending, you are the only ones eligible. Right? No, everybody is eligible.
Well, it says, to show our appreciation for the fans of tonight's game, all ticket purchasers who are in attendance tonight. So they know, if they know if you clicked your ticket over.
Well, everything's on the ballpark app now. So.
Yeah, you're going to receive, and someday it's all going to be facial recognition.
Yes.
So they're going to know whether or not you walked in there. You're going to receive an email with details about a complimentary ticket offer tomorrow.
Well, that's nice.
That's fine. As long as you're in the stadium buying concessions.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Today is tomorrow. So you will receive something today. If you were in attendance last night and you're pouring some coffee this morning because, boy, you were up late last night, then you get yourself a chance. I'm just glad they won the damn game. I don't care. Tanner Bibee looked good. I'm just happy they won the game because you played two and a half days of listless
baseball.
It's 8:30
in the morning now. How many people stayed last night and are up now?
Probably a lot. Who's still asleep?
People that stayed at baseball games till midnight?
No.
Gotta get up at some point. Don't you have kids?
If you got home,
if you're staying at baseball games till midnight.
If you're staying at the baseball game.
There's no way parents stayed at baseball games till midnight.
No.
So it's all single individuals frolicking.
Oh, of course.
All right, say you're 31.
Cleveland's biggest single scene is at Progressive Field.
You're telling me people don't meet at the ballpark?
That's where I had my first date. Well, my second date. Yeah.
That's nice. Are you serious?
That's why we go there all the time.
That's so nice. I didn't realize that.
Scene of the crime, Ken. There was also a riot downtown that day, just so you know.
Oh.
Or a protest.
Oh.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, you got to get it right there, buddy. Yeah.
They didn't bust anyone.
That's the Oklahoma. Well, excuse me. Go get a leather vest. You want to go get a leather vest and grow a longer beard? Start smoking some cigs over there? Is that what you want to do?
My beard was as long as that.
At one point, yes. As long as they're in the building, that's fine. And I'm glad they won just because you needed to win. If you were 31 years old, say you're a 31-year-old single guy, you went with your buddies last night. Yeah, you're up. You're going to work today. What time would you be home?
Yeah.
At the furthest you're driving in. Because if you're from, like, the Canton area, you went back home. But if you're living in Lakewood, yeah, you could have stayed at the game. If the game ended just past midnight, get home at 1. If you're able to get right to Betty Buy's, which you probably go to bed at 1 anyway. If someone goes to work 9 to 5, how late do they stay up? 1 a.m.?
Ooh, that's late.
What? No. My dad used to stay up.
Watching late NBA?
You think I don't sleep? My dad
was out operating meat cutting machines?
What did you say again?
Watching late night NBA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big West Coast NBA guy.
Yeah. My dad was a real Dr. Jack Ramsey all over there. Second time I've mentioned him today. Yeah, big, big, big NBA fan, the old man. Yeah, you're probably at work. You're probably on your way to work. You get a free ticket for whatever. A complimentary ticket, I beg your pardon, for the future. So, again, I'm just glad they won because it was two and a half days of just dreadful, dreadful baseball. 216-474-0092. I want to check this real quick before we move on. It's taken forever. All right, forget it. You want to play this Jeff Phelps clip? This is Jeff Phelps yesterday. Can you lay this out for me here, Tone?
Yes. Yeah, so
this Jeff Phelps situation.
I guess it came up about, you know, we're having this debate about whether there was conviction about Dylan Gabriel and where does the tie go to if it's between Gabriel and Shador. It's something, you know, all Browns fans are kind of talking about. Well, they went even further with it yesterday on the Midday Show.
Who was crying for Brock Purdy? Nobody. Who was crying for Shador Sanders? A lot of people. People want to see.
What do you mean crying for?
Who was say? Oh, did anyone go out and say, not once did I hear on this station, oh my God, the Browns have to draft Brock Purdy, whatever it takes to get him. I don't care, trade anybody. The Brock Purdy is not Shador Sanders.
That he's player, a hell of a lot better, as it turns out.
We're in two different worlds here, Jeff. The world I'm telling you about is the one where Shador Sanders was someone who was coveted, that player that people wanted out of college.
You're talking about perception. I'm talking about reality. Reality is Brock Purdy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Purdy's become a pretty damn good quarterback, and Shador might become one. They traded up to get Trey Lance, and Shador Sanders has the exact same chance here. But if he doesn't do it, then he's not going to stick around.
If Brock Purdy failed, Jeff, no one would have cared.
Well, no. If Shador Sanders fails, nobody cares here. He was a fifth-round pick.
People will still care if he fails.
Okay, fine.
That's perception
instead of reality.
All right. I think I agree with Jeff. Yeah, I think I agree with Jeff.
I think we got to throw away the first 40 seconds of that fans, and just focus
yes,
on...
Yes, fans will care. They will absolutely care. But, guys, this is the beauty of taking Shador Sanders. This is why, like, somebody brought up about Deontay Johnson. Like, Ken, you said him to embrace the craziness. Deontay Johnson... I go, no, I want to embrace fun craziness. Shador Sanders is fun. Him coming to Cleveland and working out over at Browns Fit and then running the hill.
What Jeff is saying is that if the end of training camp this year they cut Shador Sanders,
okay,
no one's going to care in Cleveland that they cut him.
Oh, yeah,
there's going to be a ton of, so you don't agree with
him. Oh, no, I don't. I didn't know he was saying at the end of camp. I thought he meant for the year.
He's saying at any point if they cut him. Where he's getting into who we know about Brock Purdy now. Who we know about Brock Purdy now has been to the Super Bowl. Before Brock Purdy had started a game as a quarterback, you didn't think he'd ever start a game as a quarterback.
This is part of the
people thought Shedeur Sanders was going to be the starting quarterback here.
Yes, this is why
and
this makes
this. There
are
still people after he was drafted in the fifth round
that
think he's going to win the quarterback competition and be the starter in week one.
That's what makes this so much fun because there's so many tentacles to this. You can cut him. Like, if he's fourth on the depth chart and he's a fifth round pick, the closest one to being cut should be Shedeur Sanders. But if you cut him, boy, your quarterbacks better be good.
Well, now, how does he look? How does he look in preseason? Because
he's probably going to look pretty decent.
Okay, you think he looks decent?
Yeah.
I guess I would say if he looks like he doesn't belong, and I'd have to go back and see how, you know, third string Browns quarterbacks, fourth string have looked, and everyone's like, "Well, okay, doesn't belong."
Josh Dobbs.
Like, okay,
no, his first game though, he was good. Remember?
Did he?
His first game, he was good.
No, I'm just saying he was good in the preseason. Everybody thought he should have stayed here.
Yeah.
And they got pissed that he got traded.
He did.
If he looks like he doesn't belong, I think then maybe Jeff wins, right? I guess I'd have to take it back.
But
if he looks like he doesn't belong in the preseason games and is a fish out of water and the reports from the joint camps are, oh, my God, he
I
was
still don't
overwhelmed.
Think there are we've talked about it, at least personally, the Baker boys, there's a different term, but – there were those, and now there are Shedeur people in Shedeur's camp like
that. Yes, I brought this up to you during break.
And those people are going to care whether he sucks in preseason or not if he gets cut.
Anytime I'm starting to see this, because when we first got Baker, like, I didn't know it was like that, and I should have known. Like, there were people, and they would have, like, OU Sooners, Avies, and they were calling in from Tulsa, and they were calling in from outside of Norman, and they were getting involved, and they were very defensive of Baker. This is before any Browns fan became a Baker. I hate the term, but Baker bro, whatever. This is before any Browns fan became like that. And they were very defensive. I'm starting to see that because, yes, the Sanderses have their own fan base. And so we are starting to see some people jumping in. They'll be upset, but they'll just blame the Browns. They'll just say that the Browns are terrible and that the Browns failed. I turned my own mic off by hitting the table. They failed Shedeur. That's what they'll say. But I think that you look at it and you go, all right, you better have good quarterbacks there because he was supposed to be a first or second round choice. But he is a fifth round pick, so he'd be the closest one to failing. I thought Jeff meant for the entire year. I didn't think Jeff meant at camp. At camp, yes, it'll be a controversial thing. If it's the entire year and then you get to the end of the year and Shedeur has played a little bit and he just doesn't look good and Dylan Gabriel doesn't look good and none of the other guys look that great, guys, this is the best thing for you. Fifth round pick, it didn't. What's the investment you really have to make in Shedeur Sanders? Nothing. Nothing. If he really doesn't work out, you're not beholden to him for next year. This is the beauty of it. This is why I was saying you have to make this choice and stand out there. I didn't think he was going to be taken in the fifth round. Now you don't. He's a celebrity. Shedeur is a major celebrity, but if he doesn't work out, you don't have to hold on to anything, and you can just move on to next year. And hell, if they don't know how to handle him, if the franchise allows a fifth round, I know he's a celebrity, if they allow a fifth round pick to quote unquote derail their season, then none of these guys should be in charge anyway. None of them. It's the same thing I said about wide receivers. If you let a wide receiver derail your entire season and your entire franchise, you really shouldn't be in charge anyway. Even the Steelers don't do that. And they've had how many different crazy people play wide receiver for them, including a guy we just picked up 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's why I am really going to be interested in what his fan base is truly going to be. First of all, how many Browns fans are already converted like he has to be the starter? He has to be number one.
I really like him. I just don't think he has to be the starter. I think Joe Flacco is your starter.
Right, but you know how it is anytime there's a rookie quarterback. This happened with Baker when we were going through the Tyrod Taylor versus Baker wars. You're always going to want the draft pick to start sooner than later.
But
Tom is, you got more guys in the way now.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.